That's why he gave us these promises, that we should have faith in them, that we could do the works, and that he would be faithful to work in us. But without faith, and you got to have faith in the right, you can't just have faith. Believe in yourself. Nonsense. You've got to have faith in God, but the right God. You've got to have faith in the promises of God, but the right promises of God, the promises of God which are true. Have faith in those promises. There's no promise that says if you just believe, you're going to go to heaven. For one, I don't want to go to heaven. I just want to live forever. What I mean is, like, it's not about going to heaven. I want to obtain the right. I don't hear a lot of language in the New Testament about going to heaven. It's about the kingdom of heaven Jesus talks about. But he always talks about it coming to earth. And it is coming to earth. But the kingdom of heaven is really about the resurrection from the dead and eternal life. That's what we want. I don't want to just go to heaven. As if that was like a destination. I just want to get there. I want to be worthy of God's gifts. I want him to make me that way. Verse 18. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but he whom the Lord commendeth. That's why you glory in that which God, when God commends you. Yeah, my gifts and calling are not of men. My ordination and commendation, no man commends me. No man gave me any commission at all. God gave it to me. I'm not ordained of men. I'm ordained of God. I am commended of God. And what are my commendations? Is the works that he gave me to do. That is what commends me. This is the word of God. When I speak the word of God, if you think it's not the word of God, then you show me. God commends this ministry. God commends it, not men. I don't commend it. He commends it.